say about our mothers. That is sweet with wisdom, faithful. They work hard every day. And they should be revered. Moms always know what to do. They extend their hand to the needy. They do things in such a way that their children can rise up and call them blessed. They do many things. We honor our mothers today. Amen. We honor our mothers today. We give God glory. And we say happy Mother's Day to all of our mothers. We say happy Mother's Day to all of our aunts and our big sisters. We say Mother's Day to all of those, oh God, who are around us and who nurture us. We say Mother's Day. And even if you haven't brought a child into the world, by birth, we know that you have nurtured a child by way of God. And we say happy Mother's Day to you. We give God glory, honor, and praise. Amen. Amen. Wherever you are, just give God a praise right now for your mother. Amen. And this morning, we're going to talk about what the Bible says, mother. The Bible says, mother. The Bible says, mother. And before I get too far into this, and as we're looking at our topic, I want to say happy Mother's Day to my mom. Happy Mother's Day, Mama, Ma, and she's our gram, she's a grandmother, she's Franny, she's Mama, she's Mommy, she's Mother. We say happy Mother's Day to Lucille Elizabeth Peggy Tanksley, our mother, and we thank God for placing us in her life and allowing her to be that mother that reared us and raised us. But most of all, she introduced us to a man by the name of Jesus. She introduced us to God at a young age. And the Word of God says, train up a child in the way they should go. When they are old, they will not depart from it. And I say to my mom and to all of the moms this morning who have reared their children in the admonition of the Lord, if we've strayed a little or we are straying right now, just continue to pray and ask God to bring us back to the fold. Ask God to cover and keep us, because His Word says, if you train us up in the way we should go, when we're old, we're not going to depart from it. And we give Him glory this morning. So the Bible says, mother. The Bible says, mothers. The Bible speaks of this woman, this person. The Bible says, mothers. And we're going to look at some scriptures this morning. You know we had to go to Proverbs 31 this morning and talk about the virtual woman. We were in Proverbs 31 this morning. We're going to look at some specific scriptures. We're going to look at the 31st verse, and we'll look at the 25th. The 26th verses, the 28th or the 29th verses. Then we're going to slide back to Deuteronomy for just a moment and look at Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter, the 6th or the 7th verses, and come back at the end, if that's the way God carries us and leads us, come back to Proverbs 31:31. The Bible says, mother. Proverbs 31:25 says this. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. That 26th verse says, she opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. Proverbs 31:25 and 26. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. The teaching of kindness is on her tongue. Mother speaks with wisdom this morning. Mother speaks with wisdom. Mother speaks those things that are knowledgeable to us. Mother speaks those things that we need to hear. Mother speaks those things, thank you, God, that we need to know.
Mother speaks, I tell you, with wisdom. She is clothed with strength and dignity and can laugh at the days to come. That means that she's covered, and she's covered by the blood of the Lamb. That means that she's strong, and her strength is in the Lord. She can be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. That means that even when she feels weak, if she can cause the Father to be excited, cause the Father to be happy, she understands that the joy that she brings the Lord is her strength. Mother is clothed with strength and dignity. She carries herself in a manner that the Father can be proud of. She carries herself in a manner that her children can look upon her. Her children can understand that this is my mom and be proud to say, this is mother. This is mama. She carries herself in such a way that's not an embarrassment to them. She carries herself in such a way that causes them to rise up. She carries herself in dignity and with respect. Thus she gains respect. She is clothed, I tell you, with strength and dignity. When we see her at her finest, on the inside sometimes it may be her weakest. But because of that strength that clothes her, that dignity that clothes her, and because of her being the mother, and she's able to speak with wisdom and knowledge, she's able to lead and direct us, because of those things, even when she's at her weakest, child, we cannot see. When she's at her weakest sometimes, because the joy of the Lord is her strength, she's able to continue to smile in the face of adversity, to hold her head up in the face of those things that come against her. Mother speaks with wisdom. Mother informs us and advises us and tells us, don't go this way, but go that way. Mother encourages us to stay focused, to keep our feet flat on the ground, to trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding. Mother advises us, don't do this, don't do that. But why are we always listening? Whether we are listening or not, we need to know that Mother is speaking with wisdom. Mother chastises us with wisdom. The Word of God says if you spare the rod, you spoil the child. Thank you, Lord. My mom, even now, can look at us and we still feel the straightening up. And I'm here to tell you, mother of 12 born and 11 still here, that she can look around the room or walk into the room and her presence is already known. Thank you, Lord. I need to tell you that mother opens her mouth with wisdom. When she opens her mouth to speak, she's not talking foolishly. She's not talking foolery. She's not giving us things that will cause us harm, because she's like God. She knows the plans that he has for us. And her plans are just like God's. They're not plans to harm us. But mama's plans are plans of hope. Mama's plans for us are plans of a future. So she opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness, it says in that 26th verse, is on her tongue. The teaching of kindness is on her tongue. But I'm here to tell you that because of the life that she's exhibited in front of us, that we learn how to be kind. But the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. If we step off, if we treat each other some kind of way, the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. Don't you say that. Don't you do that. Oh, I need to tell you just a little story, and I hadn't planned to tell this story, but it just dropped in my spirit. This is about me and mama. I can remember one time doing something. I have no idea what, because I did some things like we all have. And I can remember something going on with one of my 9 sisters, and I said, I don't care. And why did I let that cross my lips? Because my mother taught us to be kind. And I want you to know that I don't care got me a good one. I guarantee you, by the time Mother finished teaching me kindness in the way of the rod, I promise you, I've never said to anyone or about anyone, I don't care. You see, I came to understand not to care about somebody is to be the most selfish person you can, just selfish. And my mom and our mothers, Mother is selfless. Mother gives up so much so that her children can have. In this way, her children are able to arise and call her blessed. Proverbs 31, 28 and 29. Thank you, Lord. Proverbs 28 to 29. It says, her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also. And he praises her. Many women have done excellently, but Mother surpasses them all. Oh, God. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also. That means he calls her blessed as well. And he, the husband, praises her. The word says, thank you, Lord. He that finds a wife finds a good thing. Many women have done excellently, but you, Mother, surpass them all. Mothers set the standard for us and for our lives. And as we look back and reflect on the mothers that have come before us, our great-grandmothers, our grandmothers, our mothers, our aunts, who all had a hand in our raising, our older sisters, who all had a hand in our raising, we can look at them and rise up and call them blessed as well. But it says that her children rise up. That means her children are not down. Her children rise up. You see, there's a blessing in this for the seed. It says her children rise up. That means they're able to stand. It says her children rise up and call her blessed. Thank you, Lord. That means that her children have gained the strength that Mother has already given. That means that the children have received those words of wisdom that Mother has placed in our lives. That means that when she opened her mouth and spoke wisdom, that we heard her. We may not always have always listened, but we heard her. And somewhere down the line, that very thing that she taught us, that she told us, it came through in our spirit. Train up a child in the way they should go. And when they're old, they won't depart from it. They're going to remember your words, Mother. And to those of you who are new mothers and mothering now, even when our children become adults, because I want to tell you, my mom's 11 that are here. The baby turned 50 a couple of years ago. I'm sorry, sisters, I'm telling our age. But baby brother turned 50 a couple of years ago. But guess what? Guess what? We still revere her. We still respect her. We still rise up and call her blessed. So it doesn't matter how old you get, Mama is Mama. Your mother is your mother. You need to take the words and the wisdom that she gives you, and you need to carry those with you. Her children arise and call her blessed. Deuteronomy 6. The 6th through the 7th verses says this. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart, my God. You shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to who? Your children. Whoever your children are, whoever comes under your realm, whoever enters your household, you see. Mothers go beyond those who brought us in the world. Thank you, Lord. Whoever, thank you, Lord, has guided you and led you, who has nourished you, taken care of you, who has, thank you, Lord, provided for you. Mothers come in different ways, thank you, God. Mothers come through friendships. Mothers come through adoption. Oh, my gosh, what a privilege and an honor to be an adopted child, because your mother chose you, just like God chose us. He adopted us. He brought us into the fold. What a blessing, I tell you. Thank you, Lord. And when you walk by the way, talk to them about it. When you sit in your house, talk to your children about it. When you walk by the way, talk to your children about the Lord. Talk to your children. Put that thing in your spirit and in your heart. My God. Because the mother brings faithful instruction. It's on her tongue. Do not forsake her teaching. Thank you, God. The mother brings these things. Thank you, Lord. She brings hard work. Thank you, Lord. But mother does these things. Let me just pause for a moment before I go on. Because as I sit here and I talk about mother, I think about the child who feels motherless. As I sit here and talk about mother, I have to tell you that every woman that has brought a child into the world did not follow what the Bible says. But the Bible says, mother, these things that we're sharing this morning. Every woman that was allowed to bear a seed and bring that seed forth may not be called mother. But we thank God this morning because somebody stepped in where that child thought they were motherless and caused them to understand motherhood, to understand what the Bible says, mother. As I sit here and talk this morning about mother, I also think about that child whose mother gave up her life for that child to enter the world. I don't think we think about that a lot, but there are children whose mother died in childbirth. There are children whose mother had to make the decision, me or them. And that mother said, let my child live if my life has to dwindle. So to you out there who seem or feel motherless, because someone walked away even, that they gave you up even, understand, and I have to go back to something from last week, that no matter what your beginning, God has your ending. There's a child out there whose mother, and even as an adult, you're dealing with the fact that your mother maybe have been the best mother to you. They may not have exhibited the love, and the kindness may not have come from their tongue. We know that domestic abuse is real, that child abuse is real, but all of these things come from that thing called sin. It comes from that thing that separated us from God. But our praying mothers didn't just pray for us. So to those of you who felt like your mother wasn't praying for you, my mother was praying for you. Mothers, thank you, God. We pray for the children at large. We pray protection over them. We pray that God will keep them in the midst of whatever situation. And so I implore you that if God brought you out of that situation, that you leave that thing at the altar. You give it up to him. Thank you, Lord. You know, I've been working in the school district for 30 plus years now. I've seen children come and I've seen children go. But I also had to relate to their mothers. Some of the mothers were like my mother. Some of them were not. But they were still that child's mother. And so it kind of pushes you to a place where you begin to pray like your mother prays. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. To pray for all of those that are under you. All of those that you touch the lives of every day. And I want to say Happy Mother's Day to all the teachers who are just teachers, whether you are mother or not. Because you encompass those children every single day. You give them some love sometimes that they are not grasping at home. You bring them the counselor. You bring them the nurse. You bring them love. And I implore you that in whatever job you in, social workers, whatever job you in, that you have an effect on the lives of children, that you allow those children to rise up and call you blessed, that they see you as a mother figure. Thank you, God. To those older sisters who may have had to take those children in, they will rise up and call you blessed. To that mother that adopted those children, they will rise up and call you blessed. To that aunt and those grandmothers, my God, grandmothers are stepping up to the plate. Those children are going to rise up and call you blessed. And we implore you to stay steadfast in motherhood. Stay unmovable. Always abound in the work of the Lord. Because as much as you know, your work is not in vain in the Lord, our God. Dear mother, for those, oh God, among us, those mothers who have not brought their own seed, you are not childless. You are encouraged. Because you have laid your hands on these children. You have touched the lives of your nieces, of your nephews, of your younger cousins. You have touched the lives of the neighbor's children. You have touched the lives of your godchildren. Rise up, children, and call these mothers blessed. Our final scripture this morning. Thank you, Lord. Proverbs 31:31. Thank you, Jesus. Says this. Now that we've laid out all the mothers, we know who they are. We know that they come in all shapes, forms, and fashions. They are our nurturers and our protectors. The word of God says in Proverbs 31:31, honor her. Honor mother. For all that her hands have done. And let her works bring her praise at the city gate. Honor, mother, for all that her hands have done. And let her works bring her praise at the city gate. Honor, mother. Why? They work hard and should be revered. Why? They extend their hand to the needy, whether they're her children or the neighborhood's children, whether they're her sister's children or her cousin's children, whether they are, thank you, Lord, children that they see on the street, thank you, God, they extend their hand to the needy. When they extend their hand to the family next door, they're extending their hand to the needy. When they extend their hand, oh God, and I know coming up we didn't have a whole lot, but I can sit here and tell you now with a straight face and all sincerity of God, we didn't know we didn't have a whole lot. Thank you, Lord. We didn't know, my God, that the meals were few and far between sometimes. We didn't know. We thought we had it going on. And I thank God for mother, my God. I thank God for mother who taught us and trained us as her hands worked hard, as mom's hands worked hard. I revere her and I rise up and I call her blessed. As your mother's hands have worked hard to make sure that you had what you needed, as your mother's hands went on a job every day that was penniless. She went on a job sometimes where she wasn't appreciated. She was talked down to. She was treated some kind of way. But her hands worked hard. Honor her for all that her hands have done. She may not have been able to knit socks. She may not have been able to sew outfits. She may not have even been able to take her hands and put food on the table every time. But honor her for the work of her hands. Because as she did that thing, her hands were reaching out and they were showing you love. As you look at your mother's hands, thank you, Lord. Look at your mother's hands. I look at my mom's hands sometimes and she doesn't know I'm looking. But I look at her hands and they're so beautiful. Look at your mother's hands and remember the hard work that she's put in to ensure that you had. And I'm going to remind you again, as I say, mother, henceforth, now and forever, I'm speaking of all of those who put in the time to help rear you, to raise you, to show you love and comfort, to guide you, even now. Thank you, Lord. Mothers should be respected, loved, and cared for. They should be respected, loved, and cared for. Honor them. Honor their works. Respect your mother. The Word of God promises us long life. Honor thy father and thy mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God gives you. Some of you are struggling. You are going through. You don't know why, because you have not honored your mother. You have not been respectful. I used to tell the children, I still do. Yes, my 30 plus years, I've told many children, you have to be respectful so that you can have a good life. You have to be respectful of those in authority over you. Mother is that first sign of authority. You have to be respectful. And listen, the Word of God says that your life may be long. Well, long means blessed. You might live to be an old age and not have long life. Your body might be alive and old, but you might not have long life, you see. Life means flourishing. Life means alive and well. Life means prospering. Life means good things. So if you're 92 years old and you didn't respect and revere your mother, if you're 40-something years old, you're not respecting and revering your mother and your father. If you're 20-something years old, if you're 16 years old, you're now thinking that you're the adult. I bless God for 58 years, and I still respect and revere my mother. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, so I can have long life. That's why I'm prosperous. You need to be able to speak this thing over yourself. That's why my life is good. Speak this thing over yourself. It's okay because God said so. I'm going to be fine. My children are going to grow and rise to call me blessed because I rise and call my mother blessed. Honor her for all that her hands have done. And let her words bring her praise at the city gate. Bring her praise. That means the gates will open. And she can walk into whatever she will. It's hers for the asking. It's hers for the asking. Mom, it's yours for the asking this morning. It's yours for the asking this morning. We give God glory, honor, and praise for each of you this morning. Come on, wherever you are, give God a praise this morning for God. Come on, wherever you are, just praise him right now. And then where right there, Give God praise right there for your mothers. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
Thank you for joining us today. We pray that you have been blessed by the life-changing word from Rhema Christian Fellowship Ministry. Rhema is located at 2106 Bonavella Avenue, Savannah, Georgia, 31406. Join us for worship services at 9:45 each Sunday morning. God bless.